Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Sometimes we see people in life and it seems they are happy, but deep inside they have those frustrations, because I believe if you're not doing something that you were called to do, you never will have this sense of fulfillment and happiness.
And it's always a realization, because it's not something new that you've learned, it's something that's within you, really just realizing it.
In your comfort zone, because it's not about what you get, it's what you become to reach there. And the most important thing, it's what we become in the process.
A lot of people who are listening right now are thinking about life in terms of transactions. But what a lot of people don't realize is you, in fact, in your journey, become the greatest achievement ever. You yourself is the product of all the struggles. Let's jump into the business side of things. How do you think Dubai is growing if there are some people who are working in their jobs? Maybe they want to invest in crypto. Maybe they want to do real estate. Do you have any advices for them?
The first rule of investment is you invest in things you understand. Mm. Or at least you have somebody that understands about the subject and helps you and guides you or do it for you. To overcome that, you need the spiritual weapons. And spiritual weapons come in the shape of your willingness to sacrifice something. When you're willing to sacrifice something, that's when you are equipped to overcome these battles. Because if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Welcome everyone to an exciting episode of the Ship with CJ podcast. Today in the studio, I have Emmanuel. Emmanuel, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you so much, CJ. It's a pleasure to be here today. What an honor. What an honor.
Thank you, man. The honor is mine. The honor is mine because you have something so important and so interesting to share. Your life has been a very interesting journey. And I want to start off by you telling us a little bit of your backstory so people can get into the context.
Yeah, sure. I was born in Portugal. Mm-hmm. I'm 41 years old. I've been married for 21 years mm-hmm. already. I have 6 wonderful kids. And my backstory, I always had this dream to become somebody that could motivate other people. And in the past in Portugal, I was struggling a lot with my wife. So we, back in 2008, we moved to Belgium. As an immigrant, we are going, you know, trying to get the best of life, trying to go to another countries because Portugal economy, all that stuff, you know, it was really, really bad at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like just jumping, searching for something. I was kind of lost. I think it's the thing that most of people, they feel, right? They trying to aim for a better life. They try to reach for something better in life. At the point of sometimes some hard decisions has to be made as an immigrant. And I'm talking for many immigrants that have been exiting the country, going all over the world, trying to get a better life. And that was the case. And that's the thing. It's like, even though I was kind of lost in my purpose, in what I'm doing here in life, right? So perhaps it's about just getting a job, pay bills, and that's life.
Sleeping, getting up, doing it again.
All over again. And that's the thing. It's like I understood something powerful further on in the process, that life is always working for you. Hmm. It's like that is a divine obsession from God, mm-hmm. that it's like always giving you the beforehand solution even for your mistakes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, you know. It's like for your mistakes or for something you're doing, that even it's like God is always supplying amazing solutions for your life, even though your mindset can be limited. It's like God is taking you to places doing amazing things in your life. And if for me, in the beginning, was very hard because, you know, as an immigrant, you go to another country, you do things you don't like to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I was doing things that I was not enjoying to do. But that was the point where my life changed. Mm-hmm. In that place, there was a shift. I had no idea. But it's like the divine is taking you, God is taking you already to a place. Further on in the future, like a couple of years after, and that was the shift, because in some we have moments in life that we pivot in life that will change the destiny of our lives, right? And it's like God is setting up everything in order to get into that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to me. I was doing for many, many years, I was specialized in the everything has to do with glasses, the most powerful brands in the world, mm-hmm. most famous brands in the world. Then I'm
reselling them or...
Hmm?
Were you selling those glasses?
Selling. Yeah. And when I moved to Belgium, I go and do something totally different, mm-hmm. you know? And just making money. I was pursuing money, mm. you know? But at a certain point in my life, I was getting frustrated. And as for everyone to know a little bit about the background, I have a Christian background.
Mm.
And that's all my story. It comes to a point where I divorced myself from institutional church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point we're going to get there. And many people, perhaps they are not, they don't have the same religion. Is that okay? But perhaps they can relate for some similar situations in life, because we can have different religions, different backgrounds. But at certain points in our lives, there is some things and some patterns. It's some decisions as a human being we have to make. Mm-hmm. There is some certain things in our life that will challenge us for us to get a breakthrough from our comfort zones. And regardless the religion, so everybody is listening, mm-hmm. if they have another religion, it's okay. But to them to align and understand and relate to the context of the situation where I was in and how I broke through from that, mm-hmm. and how my life totally changed.
Mm-hmm.
And... back in 2011, I had this amazing speaker in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
In Belgium, it's like God was already setting up everything for that very same moment. I was like, and that's the thing. I'm sometimes trying to articulate in my mind, in my reasoning, my belief, in my perspective. It's like, so my goal, my aim was about making money, but mm-hmm. God has better plans. You know. So he knew already through that my limited, and God works even through the limited mm-hmm. belief system, like working on that, preparing already the path and mm-hmm. For that very same moment.
Mm.
And what a moment.
Mm.
And as many can relate to this, it's like, okay, sometimes we see people in life and it seems they are happy, you know, mm. but deep inside they have those frustrations, because I believe something. Very deep, I realized further on in the process was, if you're not doing something that you were called to do, no matter how much success you have,
mm-hmm.
you never will have this sense of fulfillment and happiness, mm-hmm. because God called you to do something in life.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Seiji was. He knew right away what he created you for in this life, the impact you're doing in people's lives. For me, was like I saw some videos of you. Was like, wow, amazing! This guy is doing something amazing, you know. As another people as well. The thing is, they're drifting in life. As I was, so I'm in the front of the line. I'm the first. I was drifting. I don't know, you know. I know what to do in life. And most people, they don't know. And finding, I believe through wealth is finding your purpose. It's finding your mission. Because as I had this experience. When I start doing what I was called to do, I had this feel of completion mm-hmm. inside of me. Mm-hmm. I lack nothing. It's like you have this moment of your heart is full, your body's totally, it's like full of this energy, and you have this feeling of I'm doing what I was called to do. And this, mm-hmm. I call it the spiritual experience, is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in this world mm-hmm. that can pay this. Mm-hmm. You know, I had this experience. Now I know what I was called to do. But
how did you know it? Sorry, if I ask that, to break it down, like, so you're in a job, you're doing everything to get money, and that's like most of the people are doing. And then you get the spiritual experience. What happened between that? What was that turning point? What was that moment? Did it naturally happen, or you saw something, or you heard something? Like,
I heard something.
Okay.
That's the thing is, God's ways are always bigger than ours,
mm-hmm.
you know? And even though it's like, I learned something that God challenged you to think higher.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tells you, just think 10x.
Yeah.
And now our mind starts, 10x, oh my goodness. Now 100x.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, that's a lot. And God said, that's just it's not enough. I have so much more for you. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's something like God was challenging me in my mind to think bigger. Mm-hmm. But as the patterns and belief systems, and that's what comes to the point, people will relate what I'm just going to say now. Mm. It's my self-worth was at the lowest point. I was having these divine suggestions of great things. Mm. But at the same time, I was linking already those great dreams and great thoughts with my self-worth. Mm. And I can tell you, I've been telling this for already a long time. I don't mind to be vulnerable. For many years, my self-worth was at the lowest point. Mm. Every time I look into the mirror, I was feeling miserable. I was feeling I was not worthy. And why? I did not know. I did not know that I did not know. Mm. And that's the thing most people have found out by growing and learning, that most people don't know. And that is okay. And the more we understand about, I understand about me, I understand about you, I understand about others, and the more kindness and more compassion we have to others, you know? Because many people, they're trying their best. Mm. They think they are doing they're doing their best. And they do not know. And sometimes deep inside, if you sit with them, there is something else they want to achieve in life, but deep inside, they don't believe they can. They are worthy of it. And that's one of the things, perhaps one of the hardest battles in my mind to overcome. That was like the kind of giants, like David against Goliath, seriously, like you have to overcome this. Mm-hmm. And to overcome many times, to overcome, and I go into that point you asked me, but to overcome these, you cannot overcome with your human strength, your only by some knowledge you get. To overcome that, you need the spiritual weapons. And spiritual weapons come in the shape of your willingness to sacrifice something. When you're willing to sacrifice something, that's when you are equipped to overcome these battles. Mm-hmm. Because if it was easy, everybody will do it. And in order to achieve something in life, I did realize we have to be willing to sacrifice. And to sacrifice sometimes comes with attached with the uncertain, the unknown. Mm. We don't know. But when you do before life, before God, whatever people believe, when they do a decision, sacrifice something in order, without strings attached, in order to go after something they desire in life, that's the moment they will have the breakthrough. And most people are afraid. But most people don't do it because if I do this, what happened? What about, it's unknown, the uncertainty, we don't know, right? So it's like fear is holding us back, right? Mm-hmm. And then we let fear holding us back for years and years, like it happened to me. And in that very same moment, I heard the guy speaking about a totally different message, a message about God's love, the importance of righteousness I was, and with potential, I was important, and I could achieve something in life. Mm. It was a 3-day speech, and that, I don't know, it might seem simple to some people, but for me, I knew that this will change my life. Because we feel it, we know it. Those so the moments we know that will shape the destiny of our life. But the thing is, you receive that new suggestion, something that comes from the spirit, you know, and you receive that new suggestion, it touch your heart, you know that is different. And now, what about your life? Because at the point I was in a circle. It doesn't mean today I know something, CJ. It took me a lot through the process of healing to understand this. It doesn't mean that the people of my past for the circle, they were bad people. Mm-hmm. I labeled them that because what happened after my decision was the point of that where it really started the challenge of my life, you know? But I did realize it's all about... it's all about raising up my standards. And when I make the decision to step out from that circle, from that familiar circle that comes from generations, it will God will take you to another places with the different people. And for me, was very hard, because as people can, we have very similarities in life with you as a human beings. Mm-hmm. And in the moment you want to break the cycles, you want to be different. And I knew inside of me, I was different. Mm. And I knew I had to break that, but I was really afraid. But at the moment I listened to that guy in 2000, back in 2011, I knew that was the moment I had to go and break through and bring my family with me and my kids and my wife. And that was when the process of growing. Mm. Now, CJ, one thing is, I know where I am today, still far from what I have to become. But 13 years ago, now imagining, that's what I want people to imagine. Mm. Now imagining of a person as the level of self-worth is below zero, like crazy. Mm. My belief system regarding for me to achieve something in life, it was zero. Mm-hmm. Like I thought I was meant just to do some kind of work and earn money. And I never had this identity. Mm-hmm. Now, my identity was not grounded in something unshakable. My identity was based in what other people was thinking and saying about mm-hmm. me. Now, is God is before you, and he's saying, CJ, this is a very, very same moment. I want you to step out from your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And this is like all your triggers, you know?
Yep.
All your triggers pops up. And it was one of the scariest moments of my life, you know? Mm. And that's why I always give the credit to God in everything I speak. Because I knew how I was, you know, how I was feeling, how I was thinking, and overcoming all those things that I overcome, it has to be God's grace. And is
what was the step that you took? Like, let's say, for example, you're in Belgium, you get this awakening, or like you mentioned it correctly, realization. And it's always realization, because it's not something new that you've learned. It's something that's within you. You're just realizing it. Mm-hmm. It's always been there.
Yes.
We have been ignoring it, or we have been conditioned by our subconscious mind, early childhood things, and also memory. In a lot of Eastern concepts, we don't think about the memory only being in the brain. Your memory is in every cell of your body. It's in the DNA. It stores much more information than your brain can. And when this information is being passed down from, you know, great grandparents to family, it's not just their behavior that we inherit, but it's also certain aspects of their personality traits. So you have a lot of amalgamation of memory, information, all of these things. And now you get this awakening realization. You're like, I need to do something with my life. I know I'm more. I know I can do this. It's hard. I have to take steps, which I've got to ride a wave, which I don't know will be safe or not, but I'm still going to do it. What did you decide to do?
One of the first things that gave me the strength was because I felt loved for the first time. Mm-hmm. Through my childhood, my parents divorced, my mom left when I was 5. My father today, I understand, but you know, it was a person that was not very stable. Mm-hmm. I love him and I'm grateful for him. But throughout my childhood, I couldn't feel love. Mm. You know, when my mom left was the end of the world. And for the first time in that moment, I felt someone loved me. Mm. And I wanted to find out more about it. And I knew I had this thought. I remember going back 13 years ago, I remember I had this thought like, oh, I can fly like an eagle. Now let me find out how I can do that. Hmm. And it was the scare. It's like you are in at the edge of the cliff. Now, if I'm an eagle, I'm going to jump. Now I want people to imagine they are just at the edge of the cliff right now, and I will be able to fly, or I will jump and hit my head in the floor. And the problem is,
You're jumping with your entire family. It's not just you.
It's not just me. And perhaps I would lose even my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the scariest thing ever. But I had something inside of me. It's like telling me, just jump.
Mm-hmm.
Just jump. Emmanuel, just jump. But I'm so afraid. So it's like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. But it's like somebody inside of you says, just go, go. Jump. Trust me. Jump. And that's the part of trusting that really, like, it was scary, you know? And I want to find out more about this. I want to find out more about life, about God's love, God's grace. Because this is like, and it's, at the moment God says that, CJ, it's the moment for you. Mm-hmm. Nothing can stop that. Nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out something very, very, and if people is listening to this, I promise you, everyone that is listening to this, that if you are willing to step out from your comfort zone, trust God, whatever you believe, life will bring you the right people at the right time, in the right precisely moments to help you. All the resources you need in life, it will be there, because all those things you desire in life, they are out of your, the other side of your
comfort.
Fear. And that's the thing. It's like, it's there. It's like son, daughter, it's here. Mm-hmm. Everything you want, it's here, but it's not in your comfort zone, because it's not about what you get. It's what you become to reach there. And the most important thing, it's what we become in the process.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Thank you for sharing this. It's incredible, like the emotional roller coaster that you have been through to all of this. I like what you said. It's not about what you get. It's about what you become. It's about the process. A lot of people who are listening right now are thinking about life in terms of transactions. I go to work. I'm going to give 8 hours. I'm going to get X amount of money back. I'm going to go and help this person to learn something, to do something, so that the person can pay me or help me with something. But what a lot of people don't realize is you, in fact, in your journey, become the greatest achievement ever. You yourself is the product of all the struggles. And this is interesting, because if we take life with that same approach, then bringing excellence in everything we do is very easy, because it's not what you're getting, it's actually what you're becoming. It's the process. We always say that it's, you know, a lot of people always say, like, hey, listen, you have to keep your eyes on the goal and make sure you're, you know, you have the goal and the target. But in a lot of philosophies, they say, if you have one eye on the target, you only have one eye to find the way. So use your both eyes and keep yourself involved in the process. And then don't get attached to whatever good has happened, whatever God wants you to have, whatever the circumstances in that very moment want you to have will come.
Just
don't think about it, because if you obsess over something, you get entangled by it. When you get entangled by it, then you get bondage. And when to break bondages is very difficult. How's your Dubai story? When did you come to Dubai?
I came to Dubai 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What brought you to Dubai? Did you hear the video, Habibi, come to Dubai?
Yes, I like, Habibi, come to Dubai. Okay, I'm coming to Dubai. I'm listening to this guy like every single week.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm going. So it was at the time I came with my brother-in-law for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like coming to Dubai. I was already investing in crypto and trying to get position myself, because I did realize back in since 2015 how crypto will be very powerful. And as I was start making calculations, I was like, well, if I do 5,000 here or 10,000 here, then if I cash out the money, 45% goes to the government. Or if I don't invest the same amount of money in other things, every time I touch the money, I have to pay taxes. But in Dubai, I think it's free taxes, right? Mm. So it's like the first thought was like about that, you know, because I wanted to be wise and perhaps be in a place as I don't have to pay like 45% of taxes.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a lot. It's like for 10,000, 4,500 is go to the, nah, no way. Mm. And then I was like, at my brother-in-law, let's go to Dubai. We mm-hmm. came to Dubai. But I have already had this idea about connecting with people and real estate, mm-hmm. you know, and I had no idea how the real estate was doing in Dubai. But mm-hmm. back in Florida, I started doing your short-term rental and worked so well, you know, start doing easy money, mm-hmm. easy money. And I was coming to Dubai. It's like, let me see if I can do the same thing here mm-hmm. and explore. And I was like, oh, but Dubai is a Muslim country. We see in the news this mm-hmm. and this and that. But I found out, guess what? It's totally different. Mm-hmm. And I found like this is a place perhaps I can be. It's like the fertile ground where I can sow my seeds that mm-hmm. has been through the process in my life. Perhaps Dubai is going to be this place. And I had this feeling, mm-hmm. you know, and it like not just 10x. Mm-hmm. 100x my expectations, to be honest. You, as I'm here today.
Right yeah. Now. So you see yourself being in Dubai for quite some time. Let's talk about real estate. Let's jump into the business side of things. How do you think Dubai is growing? If there are some people who are working in their jobs, maybe they want to invest in crypto, maybe they want to do real estate. Do you have any advices for them? Like, yeah, where do you see the market going?
Yeah, of course. Regarding crypto. Mm-hmm. Crypto is the first rule of investment is you invest in things you understand, mm-hmm. or at least you have somebody that understands about mm-hmm. the subject and helps you and guides you or do it for you. Mm-hmm. Because I have lost so much money with crypto, I have no idea. Because it wasn't people's fault, that mm-hmm. It was my fault because I had no knowledge and I did not take the right steps and mm-hmm. did not get the right knowledge and at least people that could help me. I did realize that as the economy is totally changing and is going into the direction, a digital direction, crypto is a steady investment, mm-hmm. but it depends of kind of investment you do in which projects you do. It's very important to understand that, but is a very, in my opinion, it's a very wise step in order for you mm-hmm. for investment, for sure. Okay. 100%. And Dubai is a friendly country mm. as the crypto we talk and all the economy is going through this transformation. Mm. Dubai is stepping up above every single country in the world.
Wow.
City in the world. And they are really doing great things and created a lot of things the last 5 years regarding like license and possibilities for investors, crypto investors. Mm-hmm. It's totally revolutionized and attract a lot of investors to mm-hmm. Dubai. Regarding real estate, we cannot guarantee nothing, mm-hmm. but we can study the numbers mm-hmm. and you can study the data. As I work for a company called Fun Properties, the yeah. largest real estate company in the world, we have a database called DXB Interact, which we can advise our clients based in the numbers, mm-hmm. not what we think about. We cannot yep. do that. Look, I guess, no, we cannot do that. Mm-hmm. It's people's money, right? Like, we are in trouble. So I can tell you that according for what we know about our experience and the knowledge we have, real estate, as globally, real estate is always a good investment if we invest in the right place, mm-hmm. in the right projects, in the right people. It's always a good investment. It's an asset, right? Mm-hmm. It's always appreciating at the long term. Mm-hmm. In Dubai, we are growing through the cycle where right now there is a different strategy of investment, mm-hmm. Which allows a lot of investors to have profitable as a short term. Mm-hmm. And they have another strategies where you have profit at the long term. Mm-hmm. So I would say openly 100%, not 99%. Right now in Dubai for the next 15 years, I believe, it's a step forward for someone that really want to invest mm-hmm. and create wealth and create a portfolio in real estate as mm-hmm. a long-term and short-term as well. We do it mm-hmm. and I've 90% of our 95% as my knowledge of people that invest in real estate,
I'll tell you about someone who doesn't know much about real estate, but which is every second person. So I'll be the voice of the street. The voice of the street for most people are that, oh my God, rents are going higher. the people who wanted to invest into properties, they're like, oh, in the last 2 years, the properties increased so much, and now I can't afford to pay the down payment and all of those things. So we see that the average person, when they look at real estate there or like rentals, they're just seeing like a crazy incline. Do you think this will increase, which means the rate of inflation also is really increasing relatively in the future, in the 6 months, in 1 year? Do you think Dubai is going to be more and more expensive and it's only going to attract people who have certain amount of wealth? Or, you know, the government is going to do something to manage it? Because most of the people, honestly, are now moving to Sharjah and Ajman and all of these places because cost of living there is very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think this market is going?
It's going high. It's going to appreciate the price.
Okay.
And we need to make like, it's very important to measure is the price is a broad thing. Mm-hmm. It's like we don't have the whole picture. We check by the price per square feet to compare with another big cities. And Dubai is still cheap.
Yeah.
Compared. It's still cheap. And then you have all this, you know, Dubai, right? It's a privilege to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all these benefits living in Dubai. You know, you need to not just think about the price of the house, mm-hmm. but there's a total total picture about everything has come with investment and expenses and all that stuff. And if you make like a calculation between the big cities and Dubai, Dubai is still cheap.
Yeah,
it's still very cheap. Because some things are more expensive, other are cheaper. But globally, Dubai is still very cheap. Lisbon, my city. From my home country, is more expensive than Dubai. I was there a couple of months ago. I was in shock. Like, oh, baby, I want to go back to Dubai, please.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, you look at London, you look at New York, you look at Hong Kong, you look at Mumbai in India. That's also like two times more expensive than this. So yeah, for sure. That's why, you know, obviously for the layman, they see how many people are coming into the country with the amount of traffic.
Yes.
They're like, oh my God, traffic is increasing. That means there are a lot of people coming to Dubai. That's like what everyone thinks. You also have a cool weight loss journey.
Yes.
I was shocked when I first learned that you lost around 73 pounds.
73.7.
Now, you know, the first season of this podcast was all about biohacking and health and longevity and fitness. How did you lose 73 pounds? Tell us.
That's a very good question, because I think that's a very good question to someone that tried like for 30 times.
You tried 30 times?
Like 30 times. I think like between 20, 30 times since I was a young kid.
Yeah.
Until I trying to get my perfect shape and all that stuff.
Were you horizontally challenged when you were a kid? This is the new term, by the way. They don't say fat or thin. They say vertically or horizontally challenged. So
kind of. I was never happy with my body. I was ashamed to go to the beach because take my shirt, and I was always embarrassed, and I always wanted to do something with the, like, my body.
Is that one reason why your self-worth was low, or it added
to... Yeah. Okay. Two as well. So there's a lot of things. It's one of them. And as it was growing, trying to do fitness and all that stuff, it's like the more I try, the more I fail.
Mm.
You know, and I know a lot of people can relate to me, right? Like, I think
90% of people,
it's like, oh gosh. And I tell you, I'm not a superhero. I'm not better than you. I am the least, to be honest. I'm the front in the line, because in order for me to be able to lose weight, it was through a coach called Shanti from United States, from Beachbody. He had the program. It's like, we call it the HIIT programs, that you have 30 minutes of high intensity.
Mm-hmm.
And as these guys had this, I don't know, energy or charisma to motivate me. And the more I was watching the videos, the more I was getting motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And you can imagine with 100 something kilos, it's jumping high and doing push-ups and squats.
He's in great shape.
It's very hard. And I was crying, but I kept moving forward, because my thought of motivation, and that's for perhaps the key, is when I finished the 30 minutes, I was looking forward for the next day to do it. Something inside of me was like, you got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day I went to Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. In that day, because of a very high mountain, you might understand more this about than me. I lost in one day 9 pounds because going three times to the top.
Yeah,
I lost 9 pounds. I remember I was like, oh my gosh, now that's the momentum. I got to keep going. And then I kept going. Nutrition, talking about nutrition, which is the hardest. In the beginning was hard. First week I messed up a little bit, you know, and but then as you see losing weight, you think like, okay, this is 300 calories, 400. How many push-ups I have to do to get?
Oh yeah, so you're comparing the calories with the effort that
the efforts. Yes, I was like, no, because I was putting so much effort in the exercise, and I know the pain. Mm-hmm. And Tony Robbins taught me something and teach the world about this, that we are slaves to two masters, the feeling of pain or the feeling of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we do in life is based on that.
Mm-hmm.
So as we linked this field, because the brain, you know it, right? The brain does not recognize what is right or wrong, but it gets the message through the feelings and the emotions we give it to. Mm-hmm. So if I link pleasure with the exercise as I was doing, it's like my brain, come on, Emmanuel, just keep doing it. But in the moment, like I was like, this is hard. It's going to get, I want to get hurt, or it's going to be very hard. I'm going to cry. It was like, your brain is start protecting you from those things, right? So what I was learning to do as well is a practical exercise. I was linking positive thoughts, positive images, positive experiences to making exercise and negative feelings and negative exercises. Like if I hit these 500 calories and then those chemicals and then it's going to make me fat, all that stuff. No.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the shifts that I was doing in my mind as well, on purpose, really on purpose. And 4 months later, the rest is history. It was 4 months.
4 months, yeah. That's incredible. So to give people some context, this program is called Insanity. I've done a few workouts of it back in the day, I remember.
Yeah.
I never stick with the whole thing, but I just wanted to experiment. So every day you get a workout for 30 minutes or 40 minutes?
30 minutes.
It's 5 days a week?
5 or 6 if you want.
Okay. So
7 if you want.
Okay. So 5, 6, or 7 days a week, Sean T. And I remember there was one program where his girlfriend at that time was also there, like trying to, you know, get people in the energy and the vibe. When it comes to nutrition, is there a specific kind of nutrition that is advice in that program that you have to go through? Or he tells you like, hey, this is this calorie, or you look at an app like MyFitnessPal?
I remember, that's a very good question. I remember Sean T. saying like, this is not the time to stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the time to stop eating the wrong things.
Mm.
But that's the time because you're going to put so much effort. So as we know, the processed foods, sugar, and has to be gone. There is no negotiation possible.
Mm.
If you want the results, as he promised, we got to do things. It's not like a little bit here. And that, no. We got to get rid of those things, you know, and a lot of vegetables as you can consume as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time in his program, he was giving mostly advising getting into chicken breast and for the protein and some shakes and proteins for us to take, and most vegetables and some fruits. And that was the nutrition I was doing. And I was, by the way, I was cooking every single morning for many months in a row, preparing my all meals and my all vitamins and all that stuff. And I did not stop, and I got that discipline. It was really, really, really amazing.
That's amazing. I also like something that you mentioned there, that most of us, I'm rephrasing what you said, but our brain is always running away from pain and running towards pleasure. There is an overgap where sometimes we run towards a little bit of pain as well. Some people find fun in it. But the more you do something, whether it's exercise, it creates a reward circuitry in the brain. It recreates this pleasure pathways in the brain. And these have two neurochemicals. One is dopamine and one is serotonin. Also, every time you give yourself a positive affirmation, it's not just your mind that's listening. Every cell in your body has the intelligence to listen to what you're saying.
Wow.
So when you say that, oh, life is hard, you know what, whatever, I'm a loser, your body is going to say, okay, cool. And when you say that life is amazing, I'm having a great time, you know, my workouts are fun, your body's going to say, okay. No matter what you do, what state you're in, is going to be your responsibility, and your body is going to say okay to whatever. It's like that quote from Henry Ford. He said, whether you think you can do it or you cannot do it, you're right both ways.
Yes.
So for anyone who's listening to this, I want you to take this message back home. Start telling yourself the things that you actually want to do, and you will see the magic happen. The magic in science is neurochemical plasticity, brain waves, all of that stuff. But life will turn itself to suit what you are saying, and that will become true. So don't talk down to yourself. Be positive. Yeah. Be happy. A lot of people, and I was obese as a kid. I had gone through bullying and all of these things, and I had my own frustrations. When you don't achieve what you want to achieve, most people get disappointed. They look down on themselves. Have these moments come to your life, and what have you done about it?
Yes, a lot of moments it came to my life. Mostly when I don't do something, or I start doing and stop doing something that I propose for me to do, you know. And practically, because we need practicality, right? There is a lot of motivational, but we need to go to the root, right? We need to get into the root and understand that all those things are a byproduct of your inner self image. Mm-hmm. Understanding, why do I do these things? Why do I do things that I don't like to do? Why I don't do things that I'm supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And deep inside, if you go deep, I'm a life coach, and as deep inside we go to with a person, it's like we go into the place, right? I tell you 100% of the times. It's self-image. Mm-hmm. As all philosophers in life, they disagree on many things.
Mm.
But there is one thing they all agree. They're all in common agreement that we become what we think about.
Mm.
And everything we do in life, no matter what, we can filter every single person without judgments, but with kindness and love. And they understand they do the way they do because they think they are worthy of this, and they see themselves this way. And for me, it was understanding this very important, powerful principle that you have those moments with divine, with God, and you feel that God is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this moment that God's talking to me 2.5 years ago. It's like, detach yourself from the past and from the things you inherited from your father.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times I was seeing myself in my father's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I did realize, does not determine who you really are, because who you really are is based on what God created us to be. And we carry this baggage from the past, not just from our own mistakes, and many mistakes we do it unconsciously because it's just a byproduct, which we just copy. We copy people's behaviors, right? So it's like I was doing what my father was doing. My father was doing what his father was doing. And we adopt this false identity does not belong to us, and we believe we are that person, and we are not. And what I was doing, to answer your question, it was like, I'm not this person. I'm a person of action. I'm a person that is determined. I have this self-worth. I am blessed. I'm highly favored. And I remember something. Do you know how many times that what I'm going to tell you, I cried so many times with this, I'm going to tell you. You know Les Brown, of course. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the number one motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. Maybe of all times, so yeah. I don't know. But he said something, a very powerful story, that he was at the school as a little kid, and the teacher asked Les Brown to go to the border, and he said, "I can't, sir." "Why you cannot?" "I cannot. I can't, sir." And the teacher started getting angry. Les Brown, come here, please. I'm calling you. He said, "No, I can't, sir. I can't." He said, "Why?" "Because I'm illegible mental retarded." And the teacher sit down very quiet. This is wisdom. He said, "Never let someone's opinion become your reality." And I cried so many times about that because I saw myself in that way. And further on, when he did not graduate in school, there was a speaker that became his friend afterwards. Mr. Washington, he was giving a speech, and the speech only for those that graduated. But you know, when you are anger, when you have this anger inside of you, you are angry for life, you are hungry for something else, you are hungry for achieving something in life, this is will drive you. We know this is not us. Oh, it's us, but it's something inside of you. It's like driving you for, and Les Brown has this thing, no, I've got to be that place. I'm going to sneak around, go, I'm going to go into that place. And this statement from Washington, Mr. Washington, it really changed Les Brown as well. He said, if one of you, and right now, if everyone that listening to this, this is powerful. If one of you that you believe that you are blessed and highly favored to achieve everything you want in life, and you believe you are the one, you will make it. And Les Brown start crying. And so he finished the speech, and then he went down to the parking lot and said, Mr. Washington, Mr. Washington. And they turned back and like, hey, hey, I'm Les, little Les, from my mother works in the cafeteria. Remember? Ah, yeah, I remember. He said this, Mr. Washington, I has this dream to buy a house to my mother, to do these things, achieve great things in life. It's possible. And he said, yeah, of course it's possible. And then he left and he stopped it. Mr. Washington, yes, what do you want again? And he said, I am the one. And many times I was listening, going through the biggest challenge in my life and was crying like, I am the one. And everyone is listening, he's got to say, yeah, I am the one. I am the one for your purpose, for your mission. I am the one. I'm the special. I am blessed and highly favored. Yes, I am, because God created me this way. I am the one. I am special. And God created for this purpose. I'm worthy of that. I'm worthy of achieving everything God is proposing in my life, because every time I understood that I have this thought, I have this thoughts in my life regarding some dreams, it's like God sent beforehand a message telling you this is yours already. He's not putting that by accident. If it's in your heart, it's because already equipped you with everything inside of you. And people look outside, but it's everything we need. It's inside of you, every single weapon. But we equip them through the process of our journey by the decisions and the bold decisions we do, getting out from our comfort zone. Because many times we have these places we have to go, and you have some weapons to overcome and slay some giants, and we cannot find these weapons if we don't get out from a comfort zone. We need to get into that place, make the decision. Perhaps people will mock you, people will tell a lot of things about you, but you keep the decision. You keep saying, you keep believing, you keep moving forward, and you make the decision. I had to make the hardest decisions in my life, even to lose my wife, to lose my marriage, to go after something. But the end of the day, it was without expectations attached. No, I'm going to do it no matter what. Doesn't matter what's going to happen. I'm going to do it. And I was able in every single situation in my life, get the weapon, because this is something that the weapon comes from within. It's not comes from outside. It comes from a decision, and we cannot deceive God, and we cannot deceive the divine laws. It's impossible. It has to come from the gut, has to come from the heart, and we have to decide it. And once you decide it, in whatever people want to shape this situation, it's like they get the weapon, they slay the giants, and you have to make these sacrifices. Otherwise, we won't make it. We will be a facade, and we will fake somebody we are not. So when we believe that we are the one, we need to believe we are the one. Every single day, you look into the mirror, I am the one. Whatever is the dream, I am the one. I am the one. So, yes.
That's beautiful. If I can clap, I would clap to that. That I'm sure a lot of people can resonate with it. So many things going in my head, like, you know, when you're talking about this. First thing about, like, you know, being the one and the belief. Like we said earlier, once you completely establish that you can do something, you have the divine love, the intelligence to go out and achieve it. Now, also, as humans, what happens is our experience of life, every human, wants to take it to another level. We always want to expand. We always want to max out. Some people want to max out their credit cards when they want to go shopping. Yeah. Some people want to eat as much as they can and max out. Some people want to learn as much as they can and max out. Some people want to earn as much as they can max out. But the essence is that there is a longing inside us to max out because there's something within us that doesn't like boundaries. We'll continue from here.
No, no problem. It happens.
I was feeling... Emily. How's it going?
It's going good. The beginning, I was a little bit stuck because I didn't know what to talk about the past.
You're doing amazing, bro.
But then I was like...
We get into the flow.
Yeah. You okay, bro?
No problem.
It happens, bro.
I had it first, so maybe I sent it that direction for
you. Just for you.
No problem. Ready? Okay. So as humans, we always have this longing of expansion because there is something within us that doesn't like boundaries. There is something within us that doesn't like boundaries.
I love that.
You keep someone, like let's say today, I keep you in this room and this room is whatever size it is. Tomorrow you will be frustrated. I keep you in a bigger room. I keep you in a country, a city. At one point, you will want to escape. You want to, no matter what boundary you have, you want to escape it. And, you know, like nature has defined us in a way where an animal, like let's say a lion, a tiger, a cheetah, a zebra, whatever, nature has drawn two lines for them. One is the bottom line where they start and one is the top line where they max out. Human beings have no top line. So we can go as higher as we want. We can do the undoable. We can be the unbeable. Things that cannot be imagined. Like you said in the beginning, it's not about like, oh, can I go from 1 to 100? No, can you go from 1 to 10 million to a gazillion? We are going to different planets right now. That all comes from human brain and thought and belief. So whatever you said is so beautiful that once we believe it, we have this, I like that spiritual weapons that you said. We have those weapons inside. And it's so important for everyone to understand that you are looking for a person to blame, a person to get pleasure from, a person to be the reason for your happiness or money or whatever, travel. But the seat of all human experiences comes from within.
I love that.
Whether it's joy, whether it's pain, whether it's anger, whether it's frustration, whether it's whatever, it comes from within. The outside world can influence it a little bit. The only thing that will come from outside is success, because that's the only thing where you want the entire world, the market, the crypto, the investors to play a role. But you being content with life, you filling that hole of God, which is missing, will come from within you.
Yeah.
This is the same reason why two people can look at a situation. One person can be highly stressed and, you know, almost about to kind of like give up. And one person just looks at it and laughs. The situation will always is the same. It's your perception. What weapon are you using? How can you look into a situation and be like, yeah, whatever. I have the self-worth. I have the confidence. I have that belief that God has made me capable enough for this.
Wow.
So it's super interesting. Like, you know, all these concepts, they link. And one of the themes that I can already see in this podcast is giving people the empowerment that you are in charge of your life. In the Eastern concept, we have a concept of karma. And we say, your life is your karma. That means your life is your action. Your life is your decision. Your life is the feeling that you want to bring in. Don't think about what's gone in the past because you cannot change the past. You can be in the moment and change it tomorrow. And beautiful. That will happen only because of your action. Action of love, action of grace, action of forgiveness, action of whatever. Now, tell me something. If we took you to a desert island and we told you can only take three things with you, what would you take?
That's a very good question. Desert island. Three things with me. I will take first something that gives me a lot of boost.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be a device where there is frequencies talking, playing all the time,
mm-hmm.
because it's like my it's like an oxygen for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it that in my house 24/7. I do while we sleep, we put it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have that because it inspires me so much to go into deep places inside of me. I would take my Bible
mm-hmm.
with me to keep learning and growing. And the third thing.
Your suit. Your standard suit.
Okay, suit. I will take my suit. One suit, please.
Yeah.
From everything, bring one suit.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Like, I always wear a jacket on this podcast, but I had to take a conscious effort today because when you look at how stylish this man is, I was like, oh my God, I need to look at some
look
power. Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you. If you could go back in time, you could meet your younger self, you could give yourself one piece of advice, what would that be?
Oh, the first is you are loved.
Mm-hmm.
The first. The second is everything is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the third will be you can achieve whatever you propose in your life to achieve.
Mm-hmm. What is that one thing you would like to tell all the younger people today that are going to kind of step into their careers? They're probably listening to this, aspiring to become the next best version of themselves. What would that one piece of advice, knowing in today's time, it could be an investment opportunity, whatever you decide?
I would say never. First, I would say something for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Never let someone else's opinion become your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And believe that you are blessed and highly favored to achieve whatever you achieve in life. Secondly, I would say if you want to create real wealth,
mm-hmm.
if you want to create real wealth, yes, I'm not promoting nothing, but investing in real estate.
Okay.
By the way, no, just
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, that's a flag right there.
No, just kidding. No, but yeah, yes, it would be for somebody. That was the things that I've been learning from some mentors, that they can invest in a lot of things. They can create wealth in business and investments, but perhaps the most steady one as a long-term, not just for 5-10 years, for even for generations, to leave a legacy for generations to come, real estate is one of the wisest, if not the wisest investment we can ever do.
And like your thing about opinions as well, because if you do something great, if you do something average, if you do something bad, everyone is going to have an opinion anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about it. Whether you do something great, people are going to say how bad it was. You do something bad, some people are going to say how great it was. So don't consider opinions or don't even think about it. We always see how people are judging us. But people are judging people all the time because there's not much importance in their life. So they're just finding something to do. So I also completely agree. Don't let others judge you, or even if they're judging you, to hell with it. Live your life. It's a very brief life.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a very brief life.
That's the way they perceive and see themselves. Because most people know we see the world the way is we see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing people try to criticize others because they don't have the courage to look into the mirror to understand that it's their own issues and problems. And when the way they perceive life, the perspective they have around life, around the world, they will project in others. And when we get into that point, we understand this is just somebody else's opinion. And I get into that point of healing in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I did realize something very powerful, that as I changed the way I was looking at things, as Wayne Dyer, is not my statement, I cannot take credit. Mm-hmm. The way you change the way you look at things, the things will change because you change the how you perceive things, right? So, and you start seeing like those people with compassion.
Yeah.
And those we know, some people, you know, set aside more personal, we cannot be with them. It's no longer, we can love them for afar, right? But in other things, we start even see as gratitude. And gratitude. And perhaps the G from I have from my life from grace and gratitude it's perhaps the cornerstone, the foundation of everything,
Beautiful.
Because it was gratitude that unconsciously was healing my heart, because I was changing the perception about things, about the negative things, about the people that try to hurt me, try to do things, but based in their ideas and belief system. And I realized afterwards that those things were meant to make me stronger, to make the person I am today. Today I can be seated here and talk out of a place of authenticity. I don't fake not even 1%. Why? Because I overcame all these challenges because of these people in my past. Who I am today, they are a bit of it. So I'm honoring them too, their lives, by coming here today and share a message with others. And I'm honoring them. And always, for me, is the biggest, one of the biggest way of us honoring people and honoring people in the past, family, father, mother, and other relatives and people that came to our lives. It's like when we heal, there is no disconnection between healing and gratitude. It's impossible. Because when we heal, gratitude is part of that process. There is no way we don't bring forth this need to honor the past as well. Even the negative things, the worst. It's like the Bible says something that give thanks in everything. It's true.
Yeah.
It's like give thanks in even the worst. That's, bro, yeah, give thanks in everything.
I call it vitamin G.
Yeah, vitamin G. That's a miracle. Well, listen, I like that. I have to write it up.
Let's end today with vitamin G.
Yeah.
If someone want to get in touch with you, what's the best way? Maybe they want to invest in crypto, want a life advice, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get
first
in touch
right
with you?
Now is my Instagram, because my Instagram is the source of everything, most of everything for me.
We will put it on the show notes.
Yes, yes, yes. Instagram is right now is the, while I'm setting up and position myself to become a speaker, and it is the dream of my life. I know, you know, one thing, Steve Harvey, you know, everybody knows this pleasant personality, Steve Harvey, and he's funny as deep he goes when he's speaking and motivating people. And somebody asked me one day, how did you find your why or your gift? And I stopped for a while. I don't know if this is the right answer, but at least came to my mind. It was like your why and your gift, we don't find, we become. So by closing my eyes, when Steve Harvey said, when you close your eyes and you have this smile in your soul about something you like to do, and you do it that's with the least amount of effort, and you can do it all day long, that's your gift. And I found my gift.
I love it. Thank you, Emmanuel, for all the great things you're doing. We can't wait to see you on stage, to come and look at your events. Really grateful for you to be here and share your story.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Of course.
Thank you.
And this is me, CJ, your host, signing out of the Ship with CJ podcast. Everyone have a great day, a great week, a great lifetime ahead of you. Remember, don't think about others' opinions about you. Just go do what you're meant to do and get satisfaction from it. It's a process.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.